So how is Megyn Kelly doing? The former Fox News personality made headlines after then-candidate Donald Trump attacked her during the campaign. She switched to NBC, where her specials didn't impress critics that much, but she made her debut on a morning show this week with pieces on the Menendez brothers and nurses caring for opioid-dependent infants, and some criticism from some celebrity guests. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been watching. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
And let's listen to a little tape from yesterday's show. Megyn Kelly was interviewing stars Robert Redford and Jane Fonda. Their new movie is Our Souls at Night. After she asks Redford when he first knew he had become a popular sex symbol, Megyn Kelly says this to Jane Fonda.
You've been an example to everyone in how to age beautifully and with strength and... You admit you've had work done, which I think is to your credit, but you look amazing. Why did you say, I read that you said you felt you're not proud to admit that you've had work done. Why not?
We really want to talk about that now?
Well, social media lit up. Actress Sarah Michelle Gellar asked why Megyn Kelly didn't ask Robert Redford about having work done. David, your thoughts?
Well, look, let's start with the recognition that Megyn Kelly really came up in television at Fox News. And that's a place that, by and large, tends to drum out the human impulse of empathy, except when it serves certain kinds of ideological interests here. And yet Kelly was occasionally able there to show glints of humanity and cut against the ideological strain on Fox. Here, she's trying to connect. She said this would be a politics-free zone. You would not have seen her interviewing sympathetically Robert Redford, Jane Fonda, two avatars of the Hollywood liberal left. On her old Fox News show. And here she is trying to show that she can do that. And yet she gets in this awkward thing where she's talking about somebody's looks at a time and more than their looks, talking about what plastic surgery they've had done in Hollywood, a place that tends to demand such things of their aging stars, without doing so in a way that this person wanted to engage with. And it was a human but very awkward kind of a tense moment.
Well, go to what you were talking about. When Megyn Kelly was at Fox, she would mock Jane Fonda. She criticized Michelle Obama for complimenting Fonda. And here is Kelly with comic Dennis Miller.
So do you know Jane Fonda? Do you circulate in the same circles?
She was a great Barbarella.
Oh, but then things went south.
I think she made big errors when she quit being Barbarella. She made sense to me then.
And Megyn Kelly laughs while Dennis Miller mocks Jane Fonda. Look at Fox, Jane Fonda's Hanoi Jane, who posed during the Vietnam War with the Viet Cong. Is that part of the awkwardness of a Megyn Kelly shifting to NBC?
Look, I think that any new show deserves time, a series of months before it's fully judged on the merits. And I think that Megyn Kelly is even though she's been away from Fox for many months now, is still deprogramming that side of her. I don't know that she was particularly ideological when she was saying those things about Jane Fonda, but it played to the audience. Here she has a very different daytime, largely female audience that in some ways oversubscribes on people of color, the kinds of folks who some of her programming and certainly much of Fox News' opinion programming often served to alienate. So she's really having to pivot here and show a different side of herself, and it's been an awkward first few days.
Well, and there was also on the very first episode, she brought up the stars of Will and Grace. She made a joke, which people didn't take as a joke, about a super fan who loved the show Will and Grace, which featured gay actors. She said to the fans, so you became a lawyer and you became gay because of the character. It was a pretty good joke, but it feels as if people are unable maybe to hear her without the prism they're going to attach to her.
Well, look, you know, somebody responded on Instagram to remarks by Deborah Messing, one of the main stars, Grace, of Will and Grace. And she said he said he was disappointed with her in sort of playing ball and being there with Megyn Kelly on her NBC show. Deborah Messing wrote back on Instagram that she regretted it and thought she was just there for the 9 a.m. hour. She claimed not to even know that Megyn Kelly was the lead host of that. I think that we've got to give Kelly time to adapt. And at the same time, she has to recognize she comes with a certain baggage. And she's going to have to earn every viewer.
Yeah. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik on Megyn Kelly's new morning show, transitioning from Fox to NBC with some bumps. David, thank you.
You bet.